This week, Wednesday night, we commemorate Tisha B'Av, observe Tisha B'Av, which represents the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. We're told that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Why? Unwarranted hatred, meaning cliques. No good reason why you won't get along with the other guy, but just because. So the focus is on interpersonal relationships. Likewise, we're told that had they gone beyond the letter of the law in judgments, meaning that the relationship would have been worth more than the dollars that they were fighting about, and they would have tried to get their money, but not to the last penny, then also the second temple could have been salvaged. So I wanted to choose a topic for this week that dealt with interpersonal relationships. So I searched the parsha of the week, which is Parshas Vaeschanan, happens to have the Ten Commandments, and I came across one of the mitzvahs that is often ignored when we study Torah, I guess because it's the tenth of the Ten Commandments. And that is, lo sachmod, not to desire something that belongs to somebody else. Now, normally, how is this mitzvah translated? I have a nice, long, wordy translation.
Covet.
Covet, good. That's the one jealous. We're actually going to use. The word jealousy. And I want to take a moment to explore the word jealousy, because I'm a little troubled with using that definition. And the reason is because we're going to see that this mitzvah has technicalities. You have to actually desire somebody else's thing in a way that you're going to try to take it away from them. Otherwise, you may be in violation of all kinds of ethical principles, and you may be, God forbid, really messed up inside, being jealous of the whole world and self-esteem problems, but that's not this mitzvah. That's not this mitzvah in its technicality as we're going to study it. If someone else is driving a sports car, gorgeous red new sports car, and I see them drive by, I'm jealous. But it's not a thought out jealousy in any manner, way or form. It's not like I wish I would have that sports car, and I'm going to approach him or convince him or do something about it. I'm just being eaten up inside. So then that's an illness. That's, you know, God protect us, being jealous of other people. But that's not this mitzvah. This mitzvah is the desire to get it for me. It's a desire. I want to get it for me. And I'm going to take action, or we're going to see, even if you don't take action, but you start planning action in your mind. I wish I could do. But if you're just being eaten up inside, again, that's jealousy. And that's not really this mitzvah.
Can it also be a good thing, because then it will inspire you to work harder and you'll get that sports car?
Yes and no. There are two problems that we have to address. One is whether the sports car is a justifiable aspiration to begin with, right? Which is worthy of discussion. But then, I would grant you, if we took that out of the picture, then I would grant you, yes, if it's channeled correctly, then we will see that it's not that I want to get the asset that he has, but rather I'm being driven inspirational style to try to acquire what he has, but not his one, but a different one. I see someone who got a good job in engineering. So I decide to quickly take a course in engineering and see if that field is for me. That's not jealousy, that's not coveting his job. But we do describe it sometimes as kinas sofrim, the jealousy between scholars. Meaning when you have an enviable trait, a good thing worth emulating, then this jealousy, if you will, can be channeled correctly. Yes. You see someone with a beautiful home, and you recognize that it was good character traits that got him that home. He has a good work ethic. And then you decide for yourself to get a good work ethic. So that's fine. And we'll see in the technicalities why that's fine and what the parameters would be.